Afterward, Danny sent them all away, so she might prepare Khal Drogo for his final ride into the Nightlands. She washed his body clean, and brushed and oiled his hair, running her fingers through it for the last time, feeling the weight of it, remembering the first time she had touched it, the night of their wedding ride. His hair had never been cut. How many men could die with their hair uncut? She buried her face in it, and inhaled the dark fragrance of the oils. He smelled like grass and warm earth, like smoke and semen and horses. He smelled like Drogo. "Forgive me, son of my life," she thought. "Forgive me for all I have done and all I must do. I paid the price, my star, but it was too high, too high." Danny braided his hair and slid the silver rings onto his moustache and hung the bells one by one. So many bells, gold and silver and bronze. Bells so his enemies would hear him coming and grow weak with fear. She dressed him in horsehair leggings and high boots, buckling a belt heavy with gold and silver medallions about his waist. Over his scarred chest, she slipped a painted vest, old and faded, the one Drogo had loved best. For herself, she chose loose sans-silk trousers, sandals that laced halfway up her legs, and a vest like Drogo's.